This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Bill Clinton developed a fever on Monday. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Well, former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after developing a fever. He is there for testing, adding he is fine, awake and alert, in good spirits, and deeply appreciates the excellent care he is receiving.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The report accuses Gaetz of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin in the fatal onset shooting of a cinematographer. This is ABC News. Seems as if most of our lives there have been stories about the benefits or detriments of coffee. Here's the latest one.
Go ahead, have that extra cup. A new study finding drinking more than 4 cups of caffeinated coffee daily may significantly lower the risk of head and neck cancers. Researchers found coffee drinkers had a 30% lower risk of mouth cancer and a 22% reduced risk of throat cancers. Even drinking 3 to 4 cups daily showed some strong benefits, but tea drinkers saw mixed results, with heavy tea consumption actually increasing voice box cancer risk by 38%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The union representing Starbucks workers says 5 days in, their strike has closed 59 stores across the U.S. It started Friday in Seattle, Los Angeles, and Chicago, and has spread to Boston, Dallas, and Portland, Oregon. Workers in other cities joined the strike over the weekend. Starbucks says it respects its partners' right to lawfully strike. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field. Green Bay headed to the playoffs again with a win. Head coach Matt LaFleur giving credit to GM Brian Gutekunst.
Goody's done an outstanding job. He probably doesn't get enough credit for just the job that he's done building our roster. And you really want to get guys in here that love to compete, that love the process, that love the game of football, because ultimately when you get the right people, you got the best chance for them to realize their potential.
A recap on the game coming up later tonight. And the Packers have learned that their next game, Sunday in Minnesota against the Vikings, has been flexed from noon to a 3:25 p.m. start. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Krall on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open, and hopefully we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Krall. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, money and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Some patchy fog out there as well as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. Our winds will be light. Patchy fog in the morning for Tuesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon highs in the middle 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for a very special Christmas Eve show. We'll be joined by my regular co-host Sandy Williams to talk about our Christmas plans and get the politics out of your system headed into the holidays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Visit RedCrossRacing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So the latest news is that a 26-year-old man has been arrested near Altoona, Pennsylvania, or is in custody, shall we say, that he was on a bus. The bus had apparently stopped at a McDonald's, and one of the workers at the McDonald's dialed 911 and said, this guy looks like the guy in the pictures. They stopped the bus. There's a $50,000 reward. I believe there's a $50,000 reward from the FBI and a $10,000 reward from the New York City police. I could be wrong on those numbers. Double check them. But there's a reward for him, so this McDonald's employee may have just made him or herself some money. And when they searched the bus and found this person's bag, they discovered inside the bag the gun, or a gun, that looks identical to the one that was used to shoot Brian Thompson, and several pieces of fake ID, including one from New Jersey, which was apparently the fake ID that he used to check into the youth hostel, or the hostel, rather, in New York when he went there a week and a half before the assassination. So it looks like they've nailed the guy. I'm expecting within the next hour or two we will get a name, and that will probably lead us to a story. And I'm fully expecting that the story will have something to do with somebody in this kid's family. And I say kid, 26 years old, young man. Somebody in this young man's family having been harmed by, at least in his mind, by United Healthcare. 3 days after Brian Thompson was assassinated, the CEO of United Health Group, which owns United Healthcare, Andrew Witte, circulated a 2.5-minute video to his employees, which is kind of bizarre. I mean, it's The Independent is writing about it. Justin Rohrlich, he writes, United Health Group CEO Andrew Witte told underlings that their work was, quote, critical in preventing the U.S. medical system from providing, quote, unnecessary care he claimed would eventually drive up costs to a, quote, unsustainable level as he complained about the, quote, vitriolic media coverage of the shooting. Of course, he's talking about social media where it seems, I haven't seen any official numbers. I'm not sure there's any official agency that tracks this kind of stuff, but it certainly seems to me like 9 out of 10 of the social media posts I've seen that have to do with the assassination of Brian Thompson have been basically cheering on the shooter, which is a really sad commentary on the state of the American healthcare system, that so many people are so angry about this system that basically has turned, you know, the fate and future of Americans' lives over to, you know, unelected corporations who then extract literally billions of dollars in profits and pay their executives literally millions of dollars in order to have their profits, I guess. The 2 minute 45 second speech, as I said, followed the assassination. UnitedHealthcare reportedly has one of the highest denial rates in the entire healthcare industry. It was last year sued, I'm reading from the Independent here, for allegedly using a flawed AI algorithm to systematically deny care coverage to seniors. That would be through their Advantage program. Mr. Witte told employees that Thompson was dedicated to the goal of UnitedHealthcare's mission, which he says is to truly make sure that we help the system improve by helping the experience of individuals get better and better. I'm guessing many UnitedHealthcare policyholders would disagree with that. Probably many would agree with it as well. It's if you're not in the 32% who've been, I don't know what percentage have had denials. Apparently it's 32% of all claims. But he claimed few people in the history of the U.S. healthcare industry have had a bigger positive effect on American healthcare than Brian. And I can just see people kind of gagging all over the country as they hear that. He said, "We guard against the pressures that exist for unsafe care or for unnecessary care to be delivered in a way which makes the whole system too complex and ultimately unsustainable." Well, the system is too complex and is unsustainable. It's going to cost us $55 to $60 trillion over the next 10 years if UnitedHealthcare and their peer companies continue to play the major role in providing our health care and paying for our health care. Whereas if we went to Bernie Sanders' single-payer health care system, it would cost $32 trillion. There's a big difference between $50 trillion and $32 trillion over a decade. There's a huge difference. By the way, we also learned that the backpack that the shooter left in Central Park, apparently, was filled with Monopoly money. Now, what's that about? My guess, if I had to make a guess, and I suppose I might as well, is that he intended to sprinkle the money over the body of the guy he shot, but that he just, decided to flee instead. By way of saying, I'm killing you because of what you did for money. We'll see. I mean, in my article today, there is one sentence that I really struggled with, but ultimately, this is how I wrote it. Essentially, UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson made decisions that killed Americans for a living in exchange for $10 million a year. He and his peers in the industry are probably paid as much as they are because there is an actual shortage of people with business training who are willing to oversee decisions that cause or allow others to die in exchange for millions in annual compensation. And this is a theme that, we've delved into many times in this program, including with a number of guests who were psychiatrists, which is that, there are studies that show that as many as one in five American CEOs are actually psychopaths, that psychopaths become some of the most successful business leaders because they just don't care what their actions do to average people. They only care for themselves and their company. They're singularly focused on that, which is, in essence, capitalism or corporate capitalism is psychopathic. It doesn't care. Corporations don't care what happened to their customers or what happens to the people that they interact with or even their impact on the local community, the environment, until or unless it impacts their profits. It's the only context in which they care. And I think that you could correctly define that as psychopathy. That said, let's talk about another psychopath, Donald Trump. The media, Jason Lincoln's writing over at newrepublic.com, says the media is ready to hold Trump to a lower standard. And this is really troubling. I mean, we've all seen this, right? When he points out, when Obama was president, during the 8 years of the Obama presidency, Obama was constantly being criticized in the media, particularly by op-ed writers. Probably one of the more outspoken ones was David Broder, for not working with Republicans. When, in fact, one of the things we know, and I reported it at length on this program back in 2009 when the story came out, was that there was this meeting held in a restaurant that was actually on the city block where I lived in Washington, D.C. at the time. They had this meeting with Mitch McConnell and I believe the Speaker of the House at the time, Paul Ryan, and a number of senior Republicans where they decided that they were going to present a united front against Obama. They were not going to allow Obama to do anything. No success. So that
who
in 2012, when Obama ran for re-election, they could run against him by saying he didn't get anything
done. Exceptionally well for almost
which is essentially, by the way, what they just did against
guest
Biden.
On the Larrabee and LePay
Biden was able to accomplish very little over the last
of Packers
2 years.
And the voice of the Badgers,
legislatively, because
our
Republicans blocked absolutely everything he tried to do.
It was a fantastic conversation. What a career he's had going from being an NFL player
on the fact that, well, you know, he's not been solving your problems. We'll solve your problems.
Successful run. And he was gracious and talked about how the Packers are, you know, the best owners.
You know, the Lincoln's notes.
In the league.
I love that part of it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and the other part of it that I love, Drew, is like
debt ceiling,
he has
multiple failed attempts at debt slashing committees,
really,
with each
really
failure
good job
to fund in class,
of keeping the
slagged
Packers
Obama for his failed leadership.
At the top of the priority,
he says this was a deeply rooted insanity.
The NFL pecking order. When you are,
I often wondered what it would take to dislodge these obsessions with the media. Basically, you know, the media is constantly saying, "Oh, the president needs to be bipartisan."
Final thing for us to remember, Mark Murphy,
until Trump came along.
You know, there's a parade.
Suddenly, when Trump became president in 2016,
it really is the draft
it was like all of a sudden
to,
it was like a
playoff
switch.
The Packers punched their ticket with the 34-0 victory.
Suddenly,
it's time for our look around the league presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. We believe in Cousin Subs.
He completely stops that.
Next week when the Packers on the road, we'll be enjoying some Cousin Subs in the studio.
What are the Republicans going to do?
Billy, what's going on around the league?
And we're seeing that right now in real time right in front of us.
Next week, you know, it's one of my favorites.
Everybody's going,
around
oh,
the
what's
NFL
do?
And around
what's
the
Trump
NFC. Now there's only
like
two
Trump's
playoff spots
like
up for grabs. The Washington
are
Commanders
you hearing anybody
did a little bit of work to make sure that
the
they will be one of them.
On the Sunday
they
talk shows?
Knocked off the Philadelphia
I mean, again,
Eagles this past weekend, Drew.
When Biden came into office,
for
the
Eagles to have the chance to win the NFC East with a victory coming up this weekend. However, the Commanders a two-game advantage over the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Seattle Seahawks.
When Trump came into office 8 years ago, and as Trump is now coming into office in 6 weeks,
after that Buccaneers
loss last night, the conversation instead is, what's he going to do?
They hold the inside track.
What are Trump and the Republicans going to do? What do they have for us?
Really wild.
A little surprising.
How good or bad is it going to be?
The Bucks were the flavor of the week a couple of weeks ago. So only a few spots available in the NFC. Two spots available on the AFC side.
Electing Trump. Seemingly overnight, the constant
corrals. Both sitting with the Chargers and Broncos with a couple of game
leagues. To the virtue of bipartisan deals.
Coming up this weekend, though, Week 17 will start early. We'll talk about the game of the week on Sunday.
And I'm guessing that when Biden quits the scene at last, you won't hear anything about the importance of unity or harmony again.
No,
you
not
want
to watch
remember
a Christmas
how quickly
story.
The pundit class flips
nope.
the off switch and recognize their unrelenting
Chiefs
criticism.
At Steelers,
and this
maybe
is
a playoff
really
preview
well,
there.
Sir.
That's a new
this is, I can already hear
Wednesday,
pencils being sharpened,
Day.
Ready to greet
Netflix
the president
game, also,
of the likes planned
Ravens
the January 6th
Ravens will visit the
flurry of
Houston,
hot takes
Texans.
About
and then Thursday Night Football on Prime Video starts with Bears.
And he asks, you know,
hosting
what purpose
the Seattle
is such
Seahawks,
journalist,
Seahawks
journalism
can keep their slim playoff hopes still alive. They can
and
still
I would
win
like
the
to
NFC
answer
West with a little
oligarchy.
Bit of help.
That's
the Bears
purpose.
Will be the Packers Week 8.
That kind of
opponent.
Journalism is the kind
and
of journalism
they will start
that you get.
Then there's three Saturday
people,
games coming up,
you
all
have
on
people
NFL
on
Network,
television
Chargers,
as
Patriots,
also
Broncos,
media
and Bengals.
Stars.
Bengals still
you know,
slim chances
never
at the playoff spot as they host
Walter
Denver
Cronkite
and then the
got
Cardinals
the
and Rams.
That, you know,
Rams again
he was
with that
well
inside
paid,
track to try to win the NFC West. But those are coming up
and,
on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Not like you're busy or anything. Let's watch some football on the holiday.
That is a whole lot of football to watch. Well, we know that the Packers game in Minnesota has been flexed to 325.
And they're working for billion-dollar
corporations. We do not know when any of the games in the final
that's oligarchy. That's what that, you know.
Yeah, and I'd love to speculate. I have no clue. I do think, though, this has something to do, and we might be able to read some tea leaves.
Has basically become the job of
Lions and Niners is Monday Night Football.
So get ready.
I don't
I'm telling
think
you, it's coming. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls there.
Saturday after the
this
Lions play
is the
on
Tom
Sunday,
Hartman
or on
program.
Monday night. Yeah. So the chances
occupying
that
the media 3 hours
Bears
a day, 5 days a week,
where
right here, I'll be right back.
I don't know, 3:30 kick. They usually play two games on a Saturday. I think it's intriguing because there's not going to be anything on the line. And it is Bears and Packers. Who's not going to want to watch?
There are some. I mean, there will be the final playoff spots. Any game that has playoff implications, I think they'll gravitate and try to throw it on Saturday.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out
of
control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often, using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened threatened to take our children away from me.
I don't know that they
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
877-794-1973 if you'd like to get us on the U.S. cellular
talk. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264.
Hello,
everyone. It's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models. With a size and price for
the possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why Save by the Scan Doctor wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking. Now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
No down payment required. SaveByTheScan.org
is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Offer affordable financing, low interest
Chuck
rates,
Chuck Demetri, good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a form to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call, Chill. Your wife, I said, thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
Archie Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants, three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in state capital? Ask people at Richland Center, Washington County, if they got their $51 million for the EW system.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
And the Civic Media app stream. And if you miss a show or day, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, he can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Run with us on the Gator UTV from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Packer Preview gets you ready. Wayne and Larry call the game, and Packer OT recaps the game all season long on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Far right sideline, first down, Green Bay. They beat Hugo Amadi, and the Packers in the Case IH red zone on a 34-yard tracer from Malik Willis.
Yes, indeed. Nothing garbage about that play in time. Malik Willis cleaning up in the Packers' 34-0 victory over the Saints tonight on Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau here on Packers OT. That highlight and all the highlights you hear on Packers OT are brought to you by UW Credit Union. UW Credit Union's mobile banking offers a simple way to check accounts, make transfers, and more. Now that's a smart play from the pocket. Join at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA. UA. And Billy, it came up in Jordan Love's presser. Malik Willis, very impressive for a guy to go in, and he hasn't thrown a pass in a game since October. It's a cold night. He's been sitting there. He started to throw a little bit on the sideline. We knew he was going in, and he went in and delivered that strike on fourth down to Jay Green, who almost got into the end zone.
The hour, yes, it's cold outside.
And a couple of times.
Shortest day of the year is coming up in 2 weeks.
But that was impressive.
It really is. And, you know, there's something to not maybe feeling like this is the most
getting up in the dark, going to bed in the dark.
The most visually appealing game, right? Like, I mean, it was a grinder. You have a 17-play drive. Sure, you have mop-up duty and you get a lot of guys in that you didn't anticipate playing.
But
to have a resounding effort where you still feel like you can be getting better, that's the best part of this win, man. It is. I think it's their most complete victory, and still doesn't feel like they've put their full best 60 minutes of football together. You want to have room for improvement. You joke about this all the time, and coaches will joke about it.
The next week or so,
there's still clear room for this team to get better. That's a dangerous thing, because right now they're playing as well as any team in football, and still opportunities for them to get better.
Remember the Kurds giving us the finger?
More parts of this offense that can be unearthed. I mean, Luke Musgrave is active for the first time since week three today, and you saw him out there a couple of times. Tucker Kraft is a 30-yard pitch. He's running through.
It's a fairly
however,
diverse country.
There were a couple of guys, and Jordan Love admitted to it. He missed a couple of open receivers here tonight and missed an opportunity for a couple of touchdowns, or at least one touchdown to Christian Watson. So you love at least striving for something better, and this team still has better football.
No question. Step back to the U.S. Cellular talking text line, 877-794-1973. We've got Patrick and Kenosha been waiting to talk to us. Patrick, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
It's an offshoot of
What's going on, Al-Qaeda.
But apparently
we're living the dream, Patrick.
And it looks like this guy who is the leader of this thing, Jelani.
Josh Jacobs being a dog and Jordan Love spinning the pill all over the place. But I just want to talk about those based on, you know,
what happened in Iraq, what happened in Libya,
only allowing one sack in four games, and we already know what Jacobs has been doing. I got to say, that's got to be a massive part of our success.
The Taliban dictator type. Although, again,
amen. And to be able to see the holes that these guys are churning out on the right side of the offensive line. I mean, Zach Tom is just bouncing Cameron Jordan out of the club when Jacobs is running to the right side. And hey, man, Sean Ryan, how many times during camp did it feel like they were trying to give that job away?
Or amazing.
Is that anybody but Sean Ryan? And he is as steady of a dude at right guard as you can have right now.
Which of those guys would you single out and say will get noticed? They all deserve kind of accolades, but which guy will get noticed in terms of, you know, Pro Bowl, potentially all pro? Is it Zach Tom?
I think it'd probably be Elton. I think Elton Jenkins.
On reputation and performance.
On reputation, on performance, on the fact that there's a lot of really, really good right tackles, a lot of good tackles in football. And the right side guys never get the kind of credit that they deserve, right? Like Lane Johnson is the only one that yearly gets voted that way. They finally made it a right tackle and left tackle award, so maybe he gets a little bit of love. I still think he's a year away from fully being appreciated the way he should, but I don't think that the road grade right now. The amount of power that they're running and the gap scheme that they're able to get out front, it's really, really impressive.
Obviously, we've been talking about it. You're our favorite Patreon calls on the offensive line arts, right? I thought about that, though, towards the end of the game when Lucas Patrick, former Packer, was hurt and the Saints ended up kind of hobbling off the field. Now, there was a guy who, again, Hammond Egger, worked his way. He's had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
And he was a really solid player here in Green Bay, but he's another one of those guys.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion?
Like, and at least 34% of Gen found a home in the league playing with the Packers. And a lot of these guys are moving around. They're versatile.
Your freedoms, your future,
but I think one of the unsung things about the Packers' success this year is being able to keep the five main guys healthy and together and cohesive.
That's huge. I mean, to have a young unit be able to grow together, the only way you do that, Drew, is by playing together. And they haven't had to miss games. I think you missed one game, the Detroit game here in week nine, Josh Myers out in the middle, and I think they had three pre-snap penalties, three botched snaps in the rain, that can happen. But that was that's the only time they haven't been together and getting better.
And injuries, obviously, in this league and in this sport, injuries are a part of life.
Injury rate's 100%.
No question. But also, guys can lose playing time because of inconsistency. The fact that they've all played at a high enough level, and like Sean Ryan is a perfect example of that. Josh Myers is on a drive, obviously. But Sean Ryan has been a guy who's just established himself. And,
if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We've seen those guys move around in the past, and it just, we have legal, I think that is an under, unsung part of this team's success this year. Call is the cohesiveness and the production from the offensive line.
And they draft, they use their first round pick on Jordan Morgan, who has been bitten by injuries a couple of different times this year. The shoulder thing was early in camp. They wanted to play him at right guard.
First off, thank you for having me here.
Feel that. They found ways to get him in and develop him.
As far as who should call in.
In-game action, subbing him in and out for Sean Ryan. And,
compensation,
hey,
give
now
us a
it's
call
his job
right
fully. And did you notice one time where he pouted or was like, why is my job the one up for grabs? No, it's not going to work. And you see it. You pointed it out perfectly, Drew. People that develop and play offensive line for the Green Bay Packers a lot of times are going to get opportunities all over the NFL. Line plays down in the NFL, but if you can get somebody that has experience in this room playing for Stanovich,
you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Absolutely. When we come back,
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Bill Clinton developed a fever on Monday. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after Reed's Bulgarian Medical Center's new physicians testing, group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd,
ABC's
the
Elizabeth
physicians group and RAMC
the House
Community
Ethics
Pharmacy
Committee released its report
noon.
On former
Rocking
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Until 7 p.m.
The report accuses Gaetz
Saturday and Sunday.
Of regularly
Monday,
paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin,
steadfast
fatal onset shooting of a cinematographer.
Their dedicated
this
team
is ABC
takes
News.
Immense pride in providing
local
top-notch
radio
products
for you
from
and your community.
Brands,
it's Civic
such
Media's
as
mission
Lenox,
with stations
Water
across
Furnace,
Wisconsin.
NEC,
find your
Grunfos,
favorites at civicmedia.us
and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark.
On your entertainment
and they strive
beat,
to exceed
Schwabba.
Expectations
led the way
in every
last
aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom. Services,
followed up
one
by
call
Mufasa,
to strings
prequel,
does it all.
Which finished with
the
a disappointing $35 million
cater to both business
office,
and residential
playing
needs,
400
ensuring
more
your comfort and satisfaction
second
are
place
the top
US,
priorities.
Mufasa was number
strings
one globally
been about
with a take
people
of $122 million.
With a wealth
finishing
of experience
in third place was
and knowledge,
Wicked,
the team is committed to serving
the
community with the utmost dedication.
Grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million
at
the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude
Pack
for your
back
support
on Monday
and
Night
remind
Football.
You how much
Hi,
they
I'm
value
Clemens
being a part
sports.
Of your traditions.
It's the Packers and the
for
Saints tonight at Lambeau Field.
Happy
Green
holidays.
Bay headed to
they
the playoffs again
you
with a win. Head coach Matt
more fresh fruit,
giving
family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
That love the process, that love the game of football.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping
you
your feet
right
warm and dry
people,
is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox
Recap
has the best selection of hunting
tonight.
Boots around.
And the Packers have
earned
their next game
lacrosse,
Sunday in Minnesota
Irish setter,
against
Rocky,
the Vikings
Red
has been
Wing,
flexed from noon to a 3:25 p.m.
and several waterproof selections
with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53 for Stephen Crawl.
How
the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
Coaches do a great job getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And hopefully, keep that going into Big Ten.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Crowell. Sports, I'm Mike Dennis.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight.
Ready or not, Christmas is here.
Well,
Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Brad's buzz.
On behalf
oh, yeah?
of the Richards
yeah,
Insurance.
He's starting
team.
With the Woots.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Kick off
Who's
your Packer
me?
Game
Good
day
thing
with
is,
Packer
he knows
preview.
What he's
and then stay
and
with us for the game
saying,
and Packer
when it's
OT
time to go home,
on
somebody
WRCU
call me a ride.
Love
that guy.
In Richland
me
Center.
Too.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call your for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving
tonight.
Is drunk
Brandon
driving.
McManus
a message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington like County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Jacobs. Again, 13 carries, 69 yards.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Talked about he came to Green Bay to play in the playoffs. He came to Green Bay to win. And to be one of the biggest reasons why this team is going to the playoffs, why people think that they can win in the playoffs, you can't ask for much more than that. As a competitor, this is a dude that played exceptionally well in college, played for championships, comes to the NFL, is scratching and clawing to get 8, 9, 10 wins. Now, they go to the playoffs one time, I believe, in his tenure there in Vegas, and it's when Rich Bisacci is the interim guy. There's turmoil in the entire organization. Never had a situation like this where you feel confident that you're going to go to the playoffs and be able to have a chance to make the playoffs.
I think as much as it, as nice as it is to be the NFL rushing
the quarterback 35 minutes past the hour.
That's still probably the better
indeed,
one.
There is
I was
number one.
Let's hear from Packers running back Josh Jacobs. Our locker room reports brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Here's the Packers running back after the 34-0
victory. Dean in Greensboro, North Carolina. Dean, what's on your mind today?
Feels better that Chris got his first.
How are you?
And that all the running backs got touchdown. I think it was the first time. I think I've seen a stat first time since 2009. I'm on Green. So that's great.
This team is postseason bound. Obviously, this is a big part of why you came. Just how good does it feel to know that you're in the playoffs?
Liberals, progressive Democrats.
It's kind of hard to put into words, man. It's the main reason why I came here. You know,
everywhere. It can be grown.
Just here and seeing that everything is paying off, man, it's been huge. Doing with this group of guys, man, and this team, it just makes it all better. So I'm loving it. I'm enjoying the ride.
I know you said it's hard to find the work. They're so allergic to Biden.
I thought Democrats were the biggest promoters, but...
I mean, we're playing for something, you know.
No,
you got games in front of you, you know. We're still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. It just feels like our ceiling is just keep going up. So it's a new feeling. I'm still kind of processing. But, man, it's been fun. Everybody keeps telling me, they ask me that, like, have you ever done this before? What did it feel like? And I just screamed after the game because, man, It feels good, as a transitional fuel, as we're in front of us, so I'm happy.
In that same vein, when you were in college, you were a part of an elite team, so you know what an elite team looks like. Certainly some ups and downs earlier in your career with the Raiders. At what point did you know that this team could be special?
Really, before I made my decision to come. To be honest, I kind of scouted them. I looked around, especially on offense, seeing the pieces that we had. But then, you know, really, during OTAs, and I would say like going in the beginning of training camp when we put the pass on for the first time, I seen flashes of a lot of people like playing at a really good level. So I knew that if we ever just consistently do that, you know, on a day-to-day basis, that this team could be special. You know, one thing about being young and a young team is it's easier to get guys to buy in. It's easier to get guys to want to do more and things like that. And these guys go out their way to do more. So it's fun playing with a group of guys like that.
That's Josh Jacobs, our great clips, great player of the game. tonight from the Packers, 34-0 victory. Our locker room reports brought to us by Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
And in fact,
Billy, if there's a negative, I mean, other than the fact that the Saints pass defense, which is a pretty solid unit in terms of the league ranking, kind of asserted itself and made life a little difficult once the score was already pretty safe.
It was in hand.
Much like, you know, we've seen in the Packers will get a lead, and it's like, oh, they were humming along, and then they had a couple three and outs. If there was a cloud, if there's a cloud on the horizon, other than the guys who were unavailable to play, including Quay Walker, Jair Alexander, Evan Williams, and Javon Bullard, if there's a cloud in tonight's game, it was the injury to Christian Watson. And as it happens, we can go back downstairs. Let's hear from the Packers wide receiver following the 34-0 victory.
Do you remember that?
I mean, I thought I was going to score. I wish I would have kicked the gear in a little bit sooner. I thought I could have got around the corner a little bit quicker. But no, I mean, it was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground, and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs, and just kind of felt something just with the knee, and it felt I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in, so I went back in, and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit, and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play, so I just had to shut it down.
What was the message in the locker room after that? In school
buses. I mean, we're definitely celebrating this one. I mean, winning football games is tough in this league. Going to the playoffs is definitely tough in this league. So, definitely celebrating this one. Celebrated Mark Murphy on, you know, being, I think they said 13 playoff berths out of 17 seasons, which is big. But we got, like I said, we got six more to win to win the Super Bowl. So, keeping the eyes ahead.
Whether the knee is anything serious.
All these things you were. I mean, I'm hoping for the best. Not sure. They're going to have to get it checked out tomorrow to be sure. But just hoping for the best.
How fun was that one to be a part of? A nice shutout win at Lambeau.
I mean, it's huge. I think we played well on both sides of the ball. And we got the job done. They put up 0 points. And what you think? You know, we got the job done, so definitely happy about that one.
You guys are maybe real horrific to see how Trump plays this out. Now, I don't know how it's going to play out, but I 100% believe it's going to be.
I mean,
James, thanks for the call.
I think we all know that. I think everybody, you know, probably has a player or two that they, you know, wish they had back and could have done something a little bit more there. So that's what we're doing. We're just going to keep on trying to grow it each and every week. Look at the film and find a way to improve.
Medicare.
100%. I mean, I just say in all aspects, I just think that you know, the togetherness is there, the competitiveness is there, and we got the right guys to accomplish everything we want to accomplish. So definitely excited about this team.
Christian Watson in the locker room following the Packers' victory. Yeah. And Billy, there's a guy that he's been effectively. One of the plays that everybody's talking about was the pass to Tucker Kraft where Christian Watson was open and Jordan Love admitted he just missed him. And that could have been a touchdown. He got injured at the end of that jet sweep.
I feel the same in regards to we're subsidizing.
I don't know what to read about it. It didn't look like he got landed on. And last week he caught a cleat, right? And so this week, a lot of people said, well, he's injury prone. And I don't know that that's the case.
Bad luck, maybe. He's got bad luck. I mean, like, that's for sure. And the injury that he had that knocked him out of a couple of games this year is a throw that puts him in harm's way in the Minnesota game. And I think Jordan Love kind of admitted that he would like to have that one back, and that's bad luck. This is a tough spot of where you get fallen on. I don't know. My spidey sense is you have the more journalistic integrity to be able to tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. I don't think they let him talk to the media if it was a massive fear. However, they didn't say they're going to go and do some tests tomorrow, and you really never know what you're going to find out of that mag.
He's a dynamic player, and he adds an element to this offense that makes it better with his ability to get deep and jet sweeps.
He changes the mathematics for teams and how they guard people in the intermediate, right? Tucker Kraft, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs are so much more effective when Christian Watson's on the field. The team's got to worry about him taking the top off.
Absolutely right. All right, when we come back, we will will spin through our whatever it takes play of the game presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling, and we will hear from some more players moving forward. We're running out of show, Billy. Time flies when you're having a great time, especially after a 34-0 victory over the Saints on Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
I agree. This is
just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Archie Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Archie Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Constitution got it.
Serving the community for over 9 years. Orchard is insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
From kickoff to the final play and all of the information before and after the game. Stay with us on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
And help veterans and their families. He has one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and will come and remove your car for free.
Last night,
fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call.
To Zane
get
Anderson
rid of that old
about
car
first
and help
first,
the vets. We make it easy. Make
practice.
This free call now
we
and book your fast and easy
Cox
pickup.
And
call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate
Nixon's
your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing
recovery.
By. Here's
and
the number.
800-884-9018. But when we thought about it a little bit more, we thought there is just one play that stands out as the whatever it takes play of the game presented by Brian Healy.
Up under center, takes the snap, hands it off. The middle. It is Chris Brooks Barrow The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants.
So
three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. They kind of run the together. Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's go downstairs.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a bed for the evacuation center will run out.
It felt great. It felt great. All the work that's been put in and everything. Everything paying off, so I'm happy. Couldn't have done it on my own.
What do you do with the ball?
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/overadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I mean, I think they have it.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website.
I mean, all glory is fleeting. I just want
more. First time seeing my son, I feel like my life is 180. He really a definition of like why he loves body.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being your dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Your Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitman. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That we put in on those work days of, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and leading up to it. So, just looking to go back to work.
We've always talked about everyone else and the impact that they've made on you. You look at this room and the fact that Josh scores.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
Cool is it that
it's
the
easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts.
Guys. I mean, they're super
Spotify,
talented,
Apple,
and I'm blessed
podcasts.
To be able to learn from
and
them every day.
We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Just with those conversations, especially since I got to watch you score on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they're proud of me. They're proud of me. And I'm blessed to have a good support system. And it's a blessing for sure.
You break that tackle near your sideline. I think it only went for 5 yards, but that guy had you dead to rights.
Oh, yeah. I still got to go back and look at it, but, yeah, I try to run hard. Probably some ones I probably want back. So I'm just going to go back to the drawing board, see how I can get better.
You guys have scored 30-plus in 5 straight games, but the guys in here are saying it still feels like you guys are leaving some meat on the bone. Do you still feel like there's more out there for this offense?
100%. 100%. I think when we look back at the tape, there's going to be some stuff because we're all just trying to chase perfection, you know, and that's the mindset we're going to have week in and week out.
Is breaking tackles like contagious in your room because all of you do it?
Josh sets the tone, and you know, me and he have a standard to follow, and we're going to make sure we keep that standard.
What's the mood like on the sideline when Josh has that stiff arm on Matthew?
Yeah, we're hyped. We're hyped for sure.
This morning,
it means a lot. It means a lot. I think the work that we put in paying off. I think it's a reason to even work harder.
Mangione. You guys obviously in the backfield very productive, but when you get running, and I should say receivers that also can contribute to that with some of the end rounds and sweeps, what does that add to an offense as far as being able to have the silencer, the four fake
I think it adds a lot of versatility to the offense, especially when we have talented receivers who run sweeps and block. I mean, it just lets us hit on all cylinders.
Like being part of this organization and having
I think being part of this organization has just been a blessing for me. I've got great teammates who embraced me as soon as I got in here. And so they kind of set the culture around here, and I follow, and I try to just be the best teammate I could be, and it's meant a lot.
While still in high school, that's Chris Brooks, one of the great stories of the Packers this season. One of the unsung guys in the room getting a touchdown tonight. It's almost like they almost willed it to happen. Earlier this year, Josh Jacobs got his first receiving touchdown of his NFL career. You know that they wanted to get Chris Brooks into the end zone, especially after what happened in Jacksonville, which you mentioned, and our friend Matt Steinman mentioned in that interview as well. And
you got to be able to pay off for being about the team, being about the guys. And I love the fact that Josh Jacobs pointed out after the Christmas party comes back and works a little bit. Like, when you're in your career, Drew, like, you probably got yelled about this by the old veteran sports writers when you're going to be, go home, kid, you got a family, you got to go. But when you're just trying to make your name, all you want to do is take advantage of your opportunity. And you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to knock. And Chris Brooks has had a great opportunity here in Green Bay. And every single week it feels like they're finding more ways to get him on the field. Because he's kind of a bona fide badass. Like, his pass pro is legit, breaking tackles left and right. It's a lot of fun in that 30 jersey.
They're setting a tone in that running back room, no question about it. We're going to be back to wrap things up with the Chris Christmas Eve edition of Packers OT in the wake of the 34-0 victory over New Orleans. We will continue. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
For your fellow fanatics and your number one fans, for your game day compatriots and your everyday companions, for your personal cheerleaders and your personal heroes. For the reasons you smile, get covered with dental and vision insurance from Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision. Learn more at deltadentalwi.com today.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider with solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia Midwest Ductless can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To find your local dealer and learn more about ductless solutions, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com.
Ho, ho! Welcome to the Make It Jingle Richard, with Chris Kringle podcast. Roger, today, we're talking to Jan from Toyota.
All about Toyota-thon.
Hi!
So, Jan, got any red Tacomas?
Yeah, we have a great selection of vehicles, including Tacomas.
After my big job, I'm taking the missus down to Florida to go surfing.
Did you say Florida? Can the elves and I go, too?
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyota-thon, which ends on January 6th. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready for a win? Well, it's your year. At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in free play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games and you might take the stage in the It's Your Year game show. 25 winners each Thursday. There's $300,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs this January. Yeah, we think it's your year. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old to play.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines. Energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
To get better, the Packers put 30-plus points on the board for the fifth week in a row offensively. Final score here in Green Bay.
That's the end of the game.
Packers 34. score. Saints nothing.
Efficient. It's the most cost effective.
That's the final call. The final word. I mean, it's the great Wayne Larrabee, Packers OT, Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt, live from Lambeau Field. Time to wrap things up as Packers punch their ticket to the playoffs.
Spot on.
We now have to look forward to the Christmas holiday. A lot of NFL football on the buffet. It's going to be bountiful for the next couple of days, starting Christmas Day and into the weekend. And then, Billy, one of the bigger games of the Packers schedule at Minnesota, U.S. Bank Stadium, is going to be throbbing at 3:25 on Sunday.
That's going to be an awesome game, Drew. I mean, like, there are reasons why teams are feared coming into the late stages of the season. Both of these teams are the reasons why.
A lot to improve on.
However, both of them super dangerous on offense. You want to look at two of the best, one of the best wide receiver candidates in football. It's Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. And Sam Darnold, Trigger Man, ain't too bad either. I know a lot of people thought he was done even after his trip to Carolina and his years in New York. That's a really, really well-coached football team.
And you get to see old friend Aaron Jones as a 1,000-yard back. That's a legit squad.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden commuted the federal death sentences of 37 condemned individuals to life in prison with no parole possible.
He's been under a lot of pressure from civil rights groups, from religious groups, law enforcement to try to take these actions. Just a couple weeks ago, he commuted 1,500 people in one single day. That was a record for any American president in modern history. A lot of those were convicted of nonviolent crimes like drug offenses.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. In Santa Cruz, California, strong wave action from a storm caused part of a wharf to fall into the ocean. Authorities say a man died after becoming trapped beneath debris on Sunset State Beach. The United Nations reports that in Haiti, between December 6th and 11th, 207 men and women were murdered by rebels trying to overthrow the government. Most of the victims elderly, all accused of practicing voodoo to make the child of the gang's leader fall ill. This is ABC. In Madison, Wisconsin,